Okay, good evening, everyone. This is Dr. Rita Marie Moscalzo, and I want to welcome you to our Tuesday evening, March 17th call with Rosita Alvarez. Rosita is a very gifted residence repatterning healer, and she knows how to ask the right questions to get through some blockages that may be keeping you from moving forward and doing your absolute best that you can. So I'm going to allow Rosita introduce herself, and I'm just going to turn it over to Rosita to take over the process.
Okay. So. Well, welcome, everyone, and if you are just joining us and haven't introduced yourself by name, please take a moment to introduce yourself. I think we have our group established then. I'm excited to share this resonance repatterning session with you tonight. Resonance repatterning is an amazing process for empowering you for positive change. Through the course of this next hour, we're going to identify very specifically negative beliefs that you may be conscious of and some that you may not be conscious of, as well as positive beliefs that you need to bring into your system and be able to resonate with. That's part of why it's called resonance repatterning. We will then determine how the negative beliefs are actually stored in your being, physically, mentally, emotionally. Sometimes we go to an earlier experience that identifies age where a particular issue that you first really taken root and how it's kind of there with you as you've grown past that earlier experience, and it informs your present attempts at trying to make positive choices and rise to a high level of well-being or vitality. So I go through a process where I use kinesiology, which is called muscle checking, to identify what needs to happen. Resonance repatterning is built upon outlines. And by muscle checking, which means I'm going to push on a muscle on myself, and it's going to give me a strong response by holding firm against my push, or it's going to give me a weak response by being limp when I push against it. When this gives me a yes-no, I'm then able to read the field of our group, and it will direct me by yes-nos, like I'll say I need to go to outline A, and it'll give me a yes or no. And then I need to go to section 2 and then ask question 3. So everything that I'm navigating, you'll hear me say it out loud. And I'll actually be asking, I like to use a finger muscle when I do it, and be guiding us right through. So when we get to the point where I'm identifying earlier experiences for each of you, I'll actually muscle check. This is a prenatal, this is at birth, this is ages 1 to 10. And when I'm saying that out loud, I'm actually muscle checking until the muscle indicator gives me a strong response for the age of where your particular issues have been anchored in, and then we'll be able to liberate them. So we'll be identifying, we'll be transforming, and then we might have a little bit of homework for you to take after the session as well. So we're ready to begin. Before I start, are there any questions? All right, then I will begin. We're going to look at our earth element. The earth element is associated with the mother energy, that ideal mother who nurtures and cares for you, who devotes herself selflessly. This earth element is associated with our mother earth, which abundantly nurtures you with the harvest of plants and herbs and fruits, gives you a sense of grounding, stability, security. With earth as a mothering energy, this is what allows you to be embodied, to stay in touch with your inner body knowing, and to feel secure that you're abundantly looked after. So one of the qualities of our earth element involves transitions. We're going to do this repatterning to help us resonate with being grounded and centered amidst life's constant cycles of change. If we're inundated with too many transitions and too many changes, then it's our earth element that feels overwhelmed and becomes destabilized. if we're conscious of a strain a transition is placing on the earth element, we put this conscious effort to make sure you receive nurturing support during this time of change. So I want everyone to think for a moment, what is a situation or a relationship that makes you feel unstable, disconnected, or insecure? And sometimes it's our relationship to our food or to nurturing ourselves with food that where we feel disconnection, we feel insecure, or we feel unstable about that arena of our life. This repatterning is not simply about healing our emotional connections to eating. It's also, we can name any relationship or any situation that makes you feel unstable, disconnected, or insecure. I'm going to invite anyone who has a sense of what that might be for them. If you feel comfortable sharing it with the group, I'd like you to go ahead and say it out loud, and I'm just going to make a list of the things that people say. If you're not comfortable sharing with the group, that's fine. Just hold that idea of what relationship or situation makes you feel unstable, disconnected, or insecure. So I'm going to open up for anyone to say what they're holding in their mind right now for themselves.
This is Pat Laird, and my husband has Parkinsonism, and that really does make me feel unstable and insecure and things like that.
Yes. Thank you, Pat.
This is Susie.
Hi, Susie.
Hi. I have a situation I'm self-employed, and just Saturday there was just an upheaval in my office, and things are in huge change. So I feel very overwhelmed and unstable with what's going to transpire.
Got it.
Ditto on that one.
This is Pam. And yep. I think I have two that I'm really having a really hard time. It's in bringing in money and in food, so it's both taking care of myself nutritionally and financially.
Mm-hmm. Bringing in that support in both those areas.
Yeah.
This is Talana, and I have to say that prior to this phone call, I just hung up with my mother and I cried. So I have to say, I just don't feel supported or very nurtured by my mother, and I don't believe I haven't for a very long time.
Is there anyone else who'd like to add?
This is Pam again, and I think maybe the core of both of those issues is the feeling of deserving to be taken care of, to take care of. You know what I mean?
Yes.
The deserving, yes. Like feeling like I don't deserve that.
This is Betty.
Hi, Betty.
It sounds like, Betty, I'm going to let you go. Hang
on
a second.
I'm listening on the computer, yeah.
Yeah, if you could turn off your... Just
I did.
Turn the volume down. Yeah, perfect.
It has a little delay there.
Yeah, it has a delay there. Okay, go ahead, Betty.
My biggest problem, again tonight, when I run into problems on the computer, I absolutely lose, almost lose contact with reality. It's just... so annoying. My server just gave us all this new stuff at the end of the end of February or somewhere, because I lost a lot of time with them, and it's continuing.
Yes, it's so interesting because the computer is becoming like a harvesting tool for us in this modern era. And when I think about the earth element and our ability to reap the harvest and bring in the nurturing, for many of us, the computer is becoming one of the main tools that we do that with. And when it's not serving you and functioning and not supporting you, it certainly brings that overwhelm up quickly and the frustration.
Mm-hmm. May I add something to mine?
Absolutely. Who's this?
Okay, this is Susie.
Hi, Susie.
I realize that mine really is about not feeling a strong enough sense of faith and trust that when the known begins to collapse what I know has worked begins to collapse, that there really is something new that's emerging that's going to be even more supportive.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And facing that transition coming and walking through those transitions, we have to have a strong earth element.
Yes.
The earth element's like our container. I like to sometimes think of it as a clay pot. Not only is it a harvest, but it's the container that holds mm-hmm. it all together. And when we face transitions, if our container is feeling really fragile, it's almost impossible sometimes to walk through a transition when you feel like you've got a cracked pot and you can't hold it.
Mm-hmm. That's a great analogy.
Mm-hmm. It is. And this is Rita Marie, and Betty reminded me that the computer tends to be my big unstabling force and overwhelm force right now because I'm relying on it so much. And I've got two computers, and I'll be using two at the same time because one just hangs up, and then I try to use the other, and one I can't use one program on, and the other one I can't use another, and it gets me overwhelmed.
Yes. Well, I want to hold out this possibility in all the things that we're looking at, and also in our computers. When we are not resonating with having the support we need, whatever we're looking to for support will reflect back to us that lack of support. So for someone, it might be that computer harvesting machine. So when we change your resonance with having the support you need and being able to reap your harvest, I would expect to see that your difficulties with the computer become less frustrating, and that you have a new relationship with that harvesting tool.
Mm.
That's what I'm holding out for when that is identified as your tool that needs to be in alignment with support for you. So we're going to get everybody resonating with deserving support, being able to access it and contain it, even through times of transition.
Great.
Is there anyone else who'd like to share about a situation or relationship that keeps them feeling unstable, disconnected, or brings an insecure feeling?
Yeah, having balance in staying focused and dedicated to my work goals while still, in and of itself, but then in addition, while still staying balanced by nurturing myself and eating healthily and making time for exercise and all of those things.
Yes, balancing those inward needs with that outward output. Yes.
Yes.
My name is Jessica, and mine is relating to work and being able to create the results that I'm committed to creating and that I need to create, but in the face of the fear in the economy, being afraid that I won't be able to do what I need to do.
Mm-hmm. Is there anyone else who'd like to share? Okay, I'm going to identify what else is involved.
I can't hear you. Can we reduce some of that?
We've got somebody with maybe he's on his cell phone. Would you mind hitting *6, and then when you want to speak, you can hit *7, and we'll be able to hear you again. That way we'll have a clean background.
That's why I hung up the first.
If you're not sure if it's you, just hit *6. Perfect. Oh, that was it.
And so then when you're ready to talk again...
Yeah, when you're ready to talk, just hit *7, and we'll be able to hear you. And it comes back quickly. Great. Thank you. Rosita, still there?
I'm here.
Okay, good. Yes, nice and quiet.
Okay. So, let's see. I need to identify any additional transition stress. No, we've listed it all. Okay. Anything in particular to any of the clients from this list? Nope, that's complete. So I'm now going to go to the earlier experience, and I'm going to go through the list of the names that I have here, and I'm muscle checking the age where the issues with feeling supported, grounded, are anchored in your being, and it's usually quite a bit younger than we are at this time. So I'm going to start with Talana, and your earlier experience is at 18 years old. And I want you to think about a negative situation happening at that time. As I list these age for each one of you, sometimes it's so young, like 3 years old, that you can't quite remember something very specific about it, but I just want you to kind of think about that little part of you, and we'll process it together. So if you can't instantly think of something that happened when you were 3 or 16, just let your attention rest in memories of that era for you. So for Talana, it's 18. And Mary, you're here tonight? It's 16. Susan Sanders?
Yes.
Is the 3-year-old. Pat Laird is the 8. Pam? Pam, it's very, very young with you. It's actually when you're in your mom's womb. It's prenatal as you were developing. And it was in the third trimester, really close to the birth process. Sometimes when we're really little and our mothers are experiencing stress, the infant internalizes it and almost like catches the stress as a vibrational resonance that they carry with them. So Pam is third trimester. All right. And let's see, I have Kathy here. And Kathy is Kathy, also 16 years old. And Betty, is 12 years old. And Jessica, 8-year-old. And I think there was someone else who spoke, but I didn't get their name. If I haven't listed your name, I don't know if Susie is different from Suzanne.
Yes, Susie.
Okay, so Susie is prenatal birth 6. 26-year-old Susie. Okay. Is there someone else who I haven't named?
Me.
Michelle. Michelle. Okay. Twenty-one-year-olds. And Rita Marie ...27-year-old.
Okay. I spoke, didn't mention my name.
Tell me your name.
Gretchen.
Gretchen. And Gretchen, was yours with your dedication to your work goals?
Yes.
You spoke, okay. Okay, for Gretchen, it's prenatal birth 6, 7, the 8-year-old. Okay. So I want you just to scan back to that time in your life, and I want you to think about a negative situation, what was happening with you, what was maybe a significant person in your life like at that time, what were the transitions or stresses that were being faced there, and we need to go one by one and identify the negative situation. We don't. We just need to go through to the life and spirit level need. We do. So I want you just to hold that age for you. If you have a clear idea of a negative situation, just hold that. If not, just carry up forward with me. Like, I don't expect you to know when you were in the third month growing exactly what the situation was there. What happens is when we go through earlier experiences that have big impacts on us, they affect us on a basic life need level. and also on spirit level needs. So for our group, we are sharing a basic life need here. We are that needs to be supported. It's 1 to 5, 6 to 10, 11, and it's 12, and it's positive communication, being heard, and the freedom to express your feelings, your thoughts, your humor, and your joy. So we need to say those things together. We do. This is a general check. So I want you to repeat after me. Positive communication.
Positive communication.
Being heard.
Being heard.
Freedom to express my feelings.
Freedom to express my feelings.
My thoughts. My humor and my joy.
My humor and my joy.
And then on the spirit level need that these earlier experiences have basically put a little wound into, it's the same for the whole group. It is. And it's 1 to 10, 11 to 20, 21 to 30. And it's unconditional love. Mm. Unconditional love. So when we are not resonating with a basic life need, like positive communication, then our experiences become wrapped in negativity, where when we're trying to positively express our feelings, our thoughts, or our joy, we get squashed by someone, or it didn't get received well, or it's very hard for us to do. Likewise, when we're not resonating with a spirit-level need, and this one is unconditional love, our attempts to achieve unconditional love become wrapped in negativity. It is hard as heck to hold unconditional love for someone, or it's very hard for us to feel that others are unconditionally loving us. We might get senses of it, but boy, what we had to go through to get that sense of unconditional love. When we're resonating with it, which we will be when we're done with the session, unconditional love flows freely to us, flows freely out of us, and both the inward and the outward expression of it builds up our life energy. It doesn't deplete us in the efforts to live it. It builds us up and nourishes us. Mm. So altogether, I want us to say unconditional love.
Unconditional love.
Okay. And we're not resonating with holding that, but we're going to switch that in this session. Okay. We're going to look at when you have these earlier experiences, age that I've mentioned for you, if you have a sense of that negative situation, I want you to tell me a negative belief you imagine you had, interesting, about women, it's not yourself, not men, but women, a negative belief about women in relation to this earlier experience that we've called to mind. If you don't have one called to mind in particular, I want you to just to think about any negative belief you have in relation to women or towards mothers, since this is the nurturing clearing that we're doing for our repatterning. So we need to share these negative beliefs. Yes, why don't we do out loud about three of them. So if you have a negative belief about women that we need to shift, I'd like you to say it at this time. Remember to do your star 7 to be heard again.
It comes from our family, I think, is that women's needs are not as important as men.
Thank you.
Betty, mine is... or second-class citizens, that would be the same line.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing.
This one surprised me, but the first thing that came to me, mine was, women are mean and they'll hurt me, and they hurt me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel that way now, but when I checked in with the 8 years old, which is what you'd mentioned from us.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing how as children, sometimes our perception of an experience is what records it in such a negative way. And sometimes an experience may not have been that negative, but the way we perceived it made such an imprint on us that we carry forward these negative beliefs. Is there anyone else who'd like to state their negative belief in relation to women?
Yeah, I think I would. It's not real clear, but it has something to do with an inability to express who I am when I'm with women, especially like my mother, who is very domineering and controlling.
Yeah. Yes. Is there another negative belief someone would like to say?
This is Rita Marie. Mine came up as women were, hard to put this into words, I'm thinking of the women that were in my life at that time, were shallow and kind of into appearances and not really into depth.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Okay. This is Talana. I keep thinking of, like, trying to put it into words as well. I'm having difficulty, but it's more like self-serving or selfishness, but also self-hate and self-loathing. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and for some of us, we can only have either of those extremes, you know, either the self-serving or the self-loathing as well.
Okay.
We have time for someone else to say a negative belief about women, if you have one that you haven't spoken.
Yeah, we're too moody and emotional.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That is a negative belief.
Mm-hmm. This is Pat. We have no power.
Mm-hmm. We have no power. Okay. Well, we've got a great list here that we are ready to be relieved of. Excellent.
One I would like to add is oftentimes feeling the need to take care of many other people.
Mm-hmm.
And leaving self to last.
Yes. Yes, we forget to include ourselves in all the giving that we do.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay. So we need to check for any other feeling responses we do. And it's the same one for the group to do together. Yes. And it is. And it's, I'm full of grief. I am full of grief. And this is general. It's also held with the ages. So with those ages that identified for your earlier experiences, and this is another statement that we need to share together that we're resonating with that we need to change, and it is, I am full of grief. So I'd like you to repeat that after me. I am full of grief.
I am full of grief.
Got it. All right. Where do you imagine the feeling of grief is blocked in your body? And it's an imagine, not necessarily a thinking. As soon as I said that, where do you imagine the feeling of grief is blocked in your body? I want you to put your hand there, wherever you think it is. And I want you to say, the grief is held here. Okay. You can relax your hand. Okay, we're going to identify what's going to nurture our earth element. What's going to make that clay pot solid? What is going to make that harvest possible? What's going to allow us to feel nurtured, grounded, secure, that life and that relationship is safe and predictable? So we're going to come up, this is going to be something for each person to identify for themselves. And
So I need to go one by one. We're going to just invite a few people to share. So I want you to think, what will allow you to feel that life or relationship is safe and predictable? And notice the first thoughts that pop up.
Could you say the question again?
Mm-hmm. What will allow you to feel that life or relationship is safe and predictable? You know, for someone it might be, what allows me to feel that life or relationship is safe and predictable is knowing that I have one best friend who I can call on any time of day or night. That might be the first thing that pops to their mind. For someone else, it might be something more intangible that, you know, it may be related to a food item. You know, I have no idea. So whatever comes up for you, don't judge what it is. What will allow you to feel that life or relationship is safe and predictable? I want to open it up for you to share with me the thoughts that you have for that.
I can't even think of anything.
Mm-hmm.
That is just a blank. I can't think of anything that would make me feel that way.
Mm-hmm. It can also be something that seems not possible. Something that seems too far out of reach.
Well, for me, it has to do with having faith in the invisible world, to not put my faith on what the appearance of things are.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Knowing that I'm going to be okay no matter what happens, that there's something greater taking care of me.
Yes.
The first image that came to my mind was laying down, but I got that represented surrendering and just, like, being surrendered. And then the second image was more tangible, and it was being held.
Being held, yes. Both of those, great.
What I got was a single word. It was believe.
Believe.
Simply believe that life and relationships can be safe and predictable.
Yes. Yes. Mm. Mm. Would anybody else like to share?
Word was
Betty.
Trust. Oh, sorry. It was trust. Go ahead, Betty.
Trust. This is Betty, and my first thought was, if things could just slow down, and my second thought was, if I would stop spazzing, I would have more time. I would approach things differently. I wouldn't be, when you're in spazzing, you are making more mistakes. You're not doing it right. You're just getting yourself more and more confused. And mm-hmm. I waste time. And I think it would be better for me if I could slow down and give myself the present of that time.
Yes. Yes.
And along with that slowing down is that nature. You know, if you can go to one place, whether it's in your mind or, you know, in real life, and just breathe in earth, did that feel stable to me?
Mm. Yes. I'd like us now to look at how specifically you are nurturing yourself. And it may be a way you want to be nurturing yourself that you're not quite smooth with yet. But how are you nurturing yourself? Go ahead and give me some reports.
I'm trying to stay on this smoothie and practice some of the guidelines. I still don't sit down to eat all meals. I'm doing smoothies, but that's not good enough. You have to be doing the exercises, which I'm doing better. Those kind of things.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I do prayer and meditation.
Yes.
I do my heart math several times a day.
Mm-hmm. I swim and meditate.
I am now, this is Rosita speaking, I am now going to sleep when I'm sleepy. I am rediscovering the joy of quick naps.
Can you teach me that?
Anyone else like to mention how they're nurturing themselves? All right. I'd like you to tell me how you are nurturing specifically your relationship, and this is relationship to persons, to concepts, to self, to something else. It's different for each person. It is. So we talked about how we nurture ourselves. We need to bring to our attention how we're nurturing a relationship. So for some it might be a relationship to a person. For someone else it might be a relationship to a concept. And it can also be how you want to be nurturing a relationship but aren't quite there yet as well, too.
Well, I help my husband with his real estate, and that, I think it nurtures our relationship.
Yes. Kind of joining him in his world.
Yes.
Yes. How are you nurturing your relationship?
I have dinner with my dad once a week, and I also work for him, so it really nurtures our relationship to balance the employee-employer aspect with father-daughter time.
Yes.
Nice.
Brilliant. Is there someone else who'd like to offer their nurturing their relationship before I go to the next part?
I just hang out with my older son when seems like he's ready to talk.
Mm-hmm.
Stay and, you know, let go of some of my work and things that I want to be doing and just kind of hang with him at odd hours.
Amen to that one.
All right. So we're going to replace that feeling of grief that we identified with a positive feeling that nurtures our earth element, and I'm going to muscle check that one, and that's a minus 7, 12. Productive. This is interesting. This is the one that came up out of the whole list. I feel productive. So where you felt in your body that you held grief and that grief blocked you, I want you to put your hand back there again. And I want you to say, we'll say it together after I say it, I feel productive.
I feel productive.
Good. All right. And the quality we need to stabilize our earth element, it is the same for the whole group. It is 8, 18. Okay. And there's another one. Okay, so the first one that we're going to say together is, I feed my relationships every day just as I feed myself every day with energizing food. So I'll break that up into smaller parts for us to repeat. I feed my relationships every day.
I feed my relationships every day.
Just as I feed myself.
Just as I feed myself.
Every day with energizing food.
Every day with energizing food.
Okay, good. And the other one we need is 15. Okay. And the next one is, I feel grounded on the earth, connected to the stabilizing earth energies and vitalized by these energies. So I'll repeat that again slowly. So I do want to note, when I say connected to the stabilizing earth energies, whatever that means to you, for me, it means those things that nurture me, that make my container feel stronger, certain ways someone might hug me, or when my child even says, thank you, that strengthens my container. And so that's part of that statement, is how we connect to stabilizing earth energies. That's also that harvesting energy. How do I connect with reaping my harvest? So I'm going to have everybody repeat after me. I feel grounded on the earth.
I feel grounded on the earth.
Connected to the stabilizing earth energies.
Connected to the stabilizing earth energies.
And vitalized by these energies. Good. So I'm going to identify a point that we need to bring the earth element into balance, and it's going to be an acupuncture point, and I'm going to describe where it is and see if we can all press on it for ourselves, and I will do it for the whole group. So let me read my book real quick. It's interesting in Chinese medicine that our organs are kind of like connected to an energetic railroad track that runs through our bodies. And there is an earth point for every organ that helps contain it and ground it. So, like, for example, if I have a lot of grief and it's showing up in my lung meridian, I can support the earth element point on that lung meridian to help me have a better container for my grief, which also happens to help me breathe better. It's a beautiful, the Chinese medicine view of this wonderful web that we are woven of, how we've been created. So I'm going to pick a point that we're going to use. It's 1 to 5, 6 to 9, 10, and it's in the kidney meridian, and the kidney is the source of our ancestral energy. It's also a water element, often how we manage our fears, too. So we need one of these points. We're actually going to do the earth point on kidney, which is going to be kidney 3, and I'll describe where that is. Down in our kind of the back of the ankle, up at the upper part of our Achilles tendon. So if you're sitting right now, what on the left leg, on your right leg, I want you to take your right foot and put it on your left knee so that you can see the inside of your ankle. And if you see your ankle bone, it's maybe like 3 inches above it, but slide around the back a little bit. And just take your thumb and kind of mash around that area, and often there's a tender point there. So if you're looking at the inside of your right ankle, you find your ankle bone, slide up about 3 inches, and then towards you about an inch where you're, or maybe have about an inch before you slide around to the back part. Is anybody finding a tender point there?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, isn't it amazing? It's, when you hit it, you know you're there.
Oh, yeah.
So together we're just going to kind of pump on it with our thumbs, and I want us all to take a big breath together, and then when we exhale, press in. So big breath in. Exhale, pressing in through the exhale. That's slow. Relax the pressure with the inhale. And press again with the exhale. And relax that pressure, breathing in. And pressing in again with the exhale. Good. Now just hold the pressure there for a moment. And remember to breathe as you hold it there. I
want you to imagine that earlier age that I identified of the earlier experience, whether you were a wee little one or in your 20s, and just hold that image of yourself with as much love as you can send towards that little part of your history. And I want you to imagine the color blue kind of enfolding that earlier essence of yourself. It's kind of like wrapping yourself up in a brilliant blue robe or blanket, keeping the pressure on the point. Feel free to close your eyes as you imagine. Good. Now that's complete. You've got that. You can relax your pressure. You can put your leg back down. We need a relationship modality. Fusion. If there's any other change we need to do, we don't. We need to restate any of the statements out loud. We do. All right. So we've created the shift, so I'm going to go back to our earlier statement and see what needs to be said out loud. Anything from here? Nope. The negative beliefs of women. We're going to give a check to the body area that was full of grief. I want you to put your hand on that body area again, and this time I'm going to have you say, I am full of grief, and I'm going to check whether it's holding strong, full of grief, or if the grief is weak now. So with your hand in place, say, I am full of grief.
I am full of grief.
No, we're not. That's off now. We've switched that. Good. And I want you to say, I feel productive.
I feel productive.
Good. That's on now. Excellent. Do anything else on here? No. Okay. So we need to do a homework. We do. It'll be our positive action. So what I'm assigning you to do now, it's a subtle, small action. And when you think about it, it's like walking into a dark ballroom and you flip a light switch, and a tremendous outcome comes. The whole ballroom is lit with just that simple action. So the actions that I'm going to identify for you to do tonight stand as that we've identified how the destabilizing forces that we face affect our earth element. We've identified how to change them. We did it through this kidney point and through this earlier experience revisioning. Now, this action that I assigned you is going to help you stay at this high level of well-being and be able to walk through the challenges you're facing to meet your goals. And so this action is going to be the same for everyone. It's not. We're going to go one by one, and I'm going to tell you what it is specific to you. Let me get my action book out just a moment. Okay. Flipping through pages here. All right. Okay, I'm going to come back to my notes here. All right, so I have Talana, and your positive action is 1 to 10, 11 to 23. It's actually working with a specific practitioner. 128. So that is in 1 to 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Talana, are you familiar with Reiki?
Yes, I am.
Do you know someone who offers that?
No. Not anymore. Although I'm a Reiki practitioner, but I haven't used it in years.
Okay.
Probably 15 or 20 years.
Well, this is coming up for your positive action. So it's actually, since she is a practitioner herself, it's practicing on the self and reconnecting to that practice is needed. That is
okay.
Needed, Talana.
Okay.
All right. Does she need any more details? Nope. You know what to do. Just give them that direction. And taking that action towards exploring the Reiki again, you know, just even applying it to yourself, taking action there needs to happen within a week. So don't put off doing that more than 7 days. You know, plan the time this week.
Okay.
The week coming. All right. And for Mary, is Mary here on the phone? I had her on my email count. Mary, are you here? I'll just email Mary hers. All right. And is Susan Sanders on the call?
Yes.
Okay. 1 to 10, 7, 6, 10. Relationship needs. 126. Let's see. There's a social relationship need. So it's not family. It's not your intimate group. It's a social relationship need. So that would be sort of like with a larger group. It could be like a church group or a book group or some social group that you have a need to connect with. Does anything come to mind?
Well, there's the raw food potluck coming up.
Would be a social need. And that's it. You must go. Are you able to attend it?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. Well, that's going to be your positive action. So when you step into that group meeting, that's going to help anchor you in this pattern that we're setting for you.
Okay, so, great.
So if you get a flat tire on the way, flag someone down and make sure you make it.
Okay.
Give me a call. We'll come get you.
All right. Let's see. And for Pat. Pat, it's in the area of sleep. Okay, let me come over here. It's actually how many hours of sleep you're able to get before midnight needs to be supported. She needs 1, 2, 3, 4 hours before midnight. So that go to sleep at 8 o'clock at some time in this next week. Let me get some details here. It needs to happen one time in the next week. Yes, and it matters which day. It doesn't. Is that something that's possible for you, Pat, to actually let yourself go to bed really early at 8 o'clock?
It seems pretty strange. Mm-hmm. I guess I could, you know.
What happens every 2 hours is that the energetics called chi, your life force, pass through the organ systems of the body. And what happens at 9 to 11 is the triple heater, which rules our hormones, our endocrine system, our thyroid function. That is active from 9 to 11 p.m. And for some reason, your system wants you to be asleep during that time, so I'm imagining that aspect can be reset very deeply. And it matters that she's trying to sleep, even if she can't sleep. Yes, so it's putting yourself to rest, and if you can't fall asleep at 8, it's okay. Just keep trying to be in a deep, deep resting place. And you just need to do that one time within the next 7 days.
Okay.
All right. And the way you'll approach it again is with that light switch to the ballroom, that I'm giving myself this opportunity to deeply reset and let my body system remake itself better, stronger, and able to face all the transitions that I have coming and that I'm working through. All right. And next on my list I have Pam. And it's with sound. That's everything from affirmations to listening to certain music. So it's 1 to 10, 11, 12. It's poetry.
Oh.
Reading out loud poetry and using it as a creative expression. So finding a poetry book, it matters that she shares this with someone else. It doesn't. This is really for you. This is getting, find a poetry book and read some poetry aloud and listen to the tone of your voice and the expression or elongating words as you speak to have fun with your voice and to enjoy the art of poetry.
And there's any poetry book.
Any poetry book. Mm-hmm. And some, you might ask friends, they might have some great suggestions.
Okay.
And the amount of time doing the poetry out loud needs to be more than 5 minutes. It does. 10. It's like 15 minutes, which when you start reading poetry is actually quite long. So setting a time, like a 15-minute block to just enjoy that art. And the big piece of it is letting yourself use that creative freedom of expression. You know, listen to your voice as you do it.
Okay. And do it just, do it often or just do it?
1, 2, 3, 4. It's funny you ask. 5 times are needed as your positive action homework, and that's 1 time per day. Yes. 5 days in a row is best. It doesn't matter. It just needs to happen 5 days. It needs to be completed by a certain time. It does not. It's just something that you do 5 times. You can, of course, continue to do it after that, but you set aside the time to do it 5 times to have that completion for that resetting for you.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Let's see. And we have Kathy on. And Kathy, flip over here. 10, 11, 12, number 21. Let's see what that one is. Thank you, everyone, for your patience as we figure out the support for each person.
1 to 10.
Let's see. Kathy, this is a forgiveness affirmation. And what I would like to do, it's actually a beautiful, it's like a page-long little meditation, and I would like to email it to you. And so, Kathy, give me your email.
LaurenSpirit@yahoo.com.
Can you say that one more time, please?
Learn, like L-E-A-R-N, spirit.
Okay, yeah, I wasn't sure if you said learning or just learn. LaurenSpirit@yahoo.com. And that's going to be the forgiveness affirmation checklist. Okay. I'll put a little star by that, and I'll get that to you. And then next, let's see. Have I done you, Pat?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so. I have you down here twice. Okay, Susie.
Mm-hmm.
10, number 12. Foods to avoid. Specific carbohydrates. Are you aware of something that you're sensitive to that you may need to be avoiding?
Well, I'm really trying hard to avoid bread.
Mm-hmm. That would be it. Boy, this is really important because it's come up as your homework. Let me get some details. A certain amount of days for this goal. Yes. 10 days straight.
Mm.
Is what your body would like to achieve. 10 days without the bread.
Is it just bread?
It's just bread. That's the emotional hook.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one for this.
Okay.
Yep. The ideal starting day is tomorrow. If you're able to start tomorrow and try to get that 10-day period. When you're doing your positive action, if you ever mess up, you just love yourself completely and you just carry forth. You know, like if on day 8 you've forgotten you ate one, don't worry. You know, just pick up and carry on and complete the rest of the time as well.
So you don't have to start over again from
there. No. You just have this 10-day period. You're applying your best effort, and you're gentle and loving with yourself the whole way.
Okay.
Yep. And you can do it, too.
Well, yeah, it fits in beautifully with the smoothie
goal.
So, yeah, thanks.
We didn't plan that. I'll just...
Yeah, out of 100 things I could give for homework, that was the one.
That's what we've been working on this week.
Okay. Let's see. So that was Susie. And now I have Pam next on the list. And it's 1 to 10. Pam, it's also in sound.
You did me.
Did I do you?
Uh-huh. That was the poetry.
Yeah, well, listen, I have you down twice, and I just muscle-checked the same thing again. There.
I have people right. What I need.
I have people's names listed as they spoke, plus also when they first checked in from email, so I'm kind of trying to edit as I go. So let's see. The next person that I have is Betty. I haven't done you yet, Betty, have I?
Not yet.
Okay. 1 to 20. 22, 23. A specific practitioner again, so that's seeing a specific healing modality. 5, 1, 2, 3. Cranial sacral work would be very supportive of you. Have you ever experienced that form of massage?
No, I haven't.
It is amazing. Rita Marie, do you do cranial sacral, or do you know of someone that you could recommend?
I do, and I would love to do it on Betty, except she lives in New Jersey. So
Jersey.
We have to find her. I'm sure there's lots of them, and we can give you a website that you can go to and find practitioners in your area.
Great.
Yes.
It's profound work, Betty. Just profound.
It is. And given your history, Betty, that I know, I think it would be really useful for you.
I will do that.
Excellent.
I do know of one practitioner, but I went to her once, and she lives in the area. Okay. Should I wait and make sure that I'm going to someone that's, I don't know, well-rounded in their knowledge?
It's just somebody that's been trained in the craniosacral therapy.
It can't just be any massage form.
Just a massage person, craniosacral. Some chiropractors do it, osteopaths do it, massage therapists do it. It could be any one of those practitioners, but that have been specifically trained in that modality.
I think I would love to have that computer address to
I'll send you an email with the list of the Craniosacral Society, and they certify practitioners.
In your area, if that'll be great, Betty.
Yeah, perfect.
Okay. Let's see. And Jessica.
Yes.
We have 1 to 10. 1 to 5. In communication. That's 1 to 20. Let's see. 1, 2. So you need to do some writing. And it's a thanks, an appreciation thank you needs to be written. And it's to who she's thinking of. Yes, can you think of someone that writing a thanks letter would be appropriate to?
I'm sure mothers always appreciate thank you notes.
Yes.
There's not necessarily a reason why.
And Jessica, that's exactly who. So writing that thanks to your mother is going to be that positive action that anchors in this stabilizing force, this, you know, reaping your harvest, having a strong earth element. Excellent. And there's anyone else she needs to write a thank you to? Nope, just for Mom. That's the one. Okay. And for Rita Marie.
All right. Yep, please, at 8 o'clock. Anything but that.
Spiritual need, Rita Marie. You have been such a great model of taking retreats when needed. Let's see what you need here today. 1, 4, 5. Go to a place that is a spiritual environment for you. So if that's out on the trail near your house or someplace, it doesn't have to be an airplane flight away, but setting aside a time that's a space outside in nature. That's a spiritual environment for you. And that amount of time can be determined by Rita Marie. Yes, I don't have to tell you. Take 30. You know, whatever feels right. But you do need to name the place right now that you can identify as a place for you to go to.
Oh, boy. Sedona would be nice, but I'm going there in a short term.
A
place you can go within the next 7 days.
Within the next 7 days. There is a hiking trail in my neighborhood that I absolutely love.
That's
waterfalls.
That's it. When it came up, that's immediately what I thought about.
Yeah.
That's it. So setting aside the time to go there and just let your spirit be nourished, have that grounding, stabilizing set in.
Mm-hmm. That sounds great. Perfect.
Is there anybody else who I may have overlooked? Michelle? And Gretchen. Gretchen's here. I just saw her name down.
Yeah, and Dalee is too.
And Dalee. Okay, so I'm going to start with Gretchen, and then I'll go to Michelle and Dalee. So Gretchen, I write very messy when I'm doing these repatterings, so please forgive me if something didn't look like a name on my sheet. 1 to 10, 11 to 20, 21. Self-help and support. And let me get the details on that. So for Gretchen, 1 to 8. Working with plants is needed. Gretchen, do you feel a connection with plants?
Oh, yes.
Oh, so it's looking, smelling, growing, and listening to them.
Okay. Working with plants.
Mm-hmm.
Looking,
smelling, growing, and listening.
Smelling.
And what a perfect time with spring emerging on us.
Mm-hmm.
I've been meaning to plant morning glories for several weeks, even before it rained here in Austin for several consecutive days, and I finally soaked them last night, so they're ready to be planted.
Perfect.
Looking, smelling, growing, and listening.
Listening. Mm-hmm. So they're going to be, and it's these morning glories that you're talking about. Your actions with them are going to be your actions for yourself, anchoring yourself here on earth, you know, getting that stability, loving that safety in life and in relationship. All right.
And is it just the morning glories?
They are the key. Other plants are fine, too, but following through all the way with the morning glories is almost like the ritual that helps you reset. And let me muscle check. And there are other specific ones we need to identify. Oh, there actually are more specific ones it can't be only them. There need to be more.
It can't be only the morning glories?
That's right. And so she can identify them without me telling? Yeah. So just take that on, you know, that really being in the plant world is going to anchor you.
Okay, and check in to know others.
Mm-hmm. Yes. There's more details for Gretchen. That's complete. You're on track. All right. And then let's see. And Michelle, 1 to 10, 11 to 20. Michelle is in self-help and support. Who was I just talking to? Gretchen, right?
Yes.
Okay, so Michelle is 1, 5, 6, 8. A very specific communication to someone very specifically, Michelle, is going to be your supportive action. Does someone come to mind when I mention that?
No.
So let me muscle check. This communication needs to happen to a blood relative? No. A friend? No. A non-human. Yes.
Okay.
So communicating to, you know, like talking to the plants or communicating to God or to a pet. It could be anything that's not human. Something there is needed. Does something now come to mind?
I mean, can it be like a spirit who's passed or is that still human?
That's it, spirit who's passed. So you need to communicate something very particular to them. And do you have a sense of what that is?
I don't know. I mean, I lost my grandma 2 weeks ago.
It's your grandma. It is. And just communicating with her, the particulars of what needs to be reached out. No, so I don't need to tell you what to tell her, but just step into the place of inviting a communication with her, to where what's more important is that you express to her than what she expresses to you. Michelle needs more support on getting the specifics of this. I'm checking that you can figure this out. Do you feel comfortable with that direction?
Not 100%.
Mm-hmm. Would it be best for us to talk privately? It would, Michelle, by email, by phone. Let me get your phone number, Michelle, and I'll call you back and I'll help you sort out the specifics.
Okay.
Okay, and what's your number?
Say it now. Mm-hmm. It's 919.
Okay.
338.
Okay.
7835.
7835. Okay. And let me check my timing here. Michelle, I'm going to need to call you back tomorrow because I'm going to move into the bedtime here with my children. Mm-hmm. Is there a good time that I can call you tomorrow?
Like nighttime?
Mm-hmm.
You're in Austin, right? I'm on the East Coast, so how's like 8 o'clock your time, 9 o'clock my time, or what time's bedtime?
Oh, great. 8 o'clock is perfect.
Okay, so 9 here.
Yes. I'll call you then.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. And Valie, is that how I pronounce it?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for your patience.
Oh, that's fine. I didn't speak up at first because I didn't realize quite how this was going.
Oh, that's...
And I had something I was thinking about sharing, but it was very personal, and I didn't know if I wanted to attach my name to it.
Absolutely. I understand. You did just the right thing. So for your positive action, it's in the area of sleep as well. 29.
Surprise, surprise.
It is also how many hours before midnight is needed. So one,
how many?
Two,
okay.
Three, four. Wow. This is 5 hours before midnight. This is the earliest I've ever checked for someone. So this is a coming to a complete rest at 7 p.m.
Wow.
Is that possible for you with your schedule?
Possible this week because I'm a teacher and I'm on spring break, so I can.
Wonderful.
Yay.
Wonderful. And so, again, it's like know in the morning that you wake up, that you, the day you pick to do this, and Shelley needs to do this one day, that you're going to allow your body to completely reset itself, and you're going to lay down at 7 and try to sleep. If it doesn't come quickly, that's completely okay because we have big patterns. We keep ourselves awake so well.
Right.
You know, making the room as dark as you can and turning cell phones and phones off are pretty important, and just give yourself that time and space to just sink into deep rest. And I am going to just note the 7 to 9 o'clock organ system. Let me look at that real quick because that would be one that's wanting the rest period. 7 to 9 p.m. That's the heart protector, which is like your pericardium. The stomach is the weakest at that time, so it's going to be able to strengthen the stomach, who's the weakest at that time. But the heart protector usually has all the chi, and part of the heart protector on the emotional side helps us discern when it's safe to let others deeply in our heart. And so that aspect is going to be able to receive a big boost when you give it that time to rest.
Okay.
You need to hear anything else about heart protector, about stomach? Nope, that's complete. So you can pick a day this week.
Like the kidney in that?
Say that again?
Is there anything with the sleep related to kidney?
In this time element where we're looking at it through time, it's not indicated right there. But
okay.
Because everything is a web, kidney is water, heart protector is fire, water puts out fire, so you can control heart protector by strengthening water elements. So it's almost like rock, paper, scissors. How all of these organs help each other and get weakened by each other.
Right. Okay. And is there any particular time during this next week, this week, that I need to do it?
That would be an ideal day. I am getting a muscle read of yes, and the ideal day is Wednesday, Thursday. It's actually Friday.
Friday. Okay.
Is that possible on Friday night?
Probably so.
Okay. That would be the ideal. Another day could substitute should you have an exciting invitation, but that is the ideal day for your system.
Okay.
All right. Yes. So that closes our session.
Right.
Could you repeat that, please?
And that it's just needed for one day?
Just needed for one day for the reset. Yes.
All right.
Well, thank you, everyone. I really appreciate you being here tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rosita.
You're awesome.
It's wonderful, amazing.
Oh, you are so welcome. So I have my two actions are to call Michelle tomorrow and to email Kathy the affirmations. Is there anything else that I may have not noted? Okay.
That's good. And so if anybody likes this work with Rosita and feels like they want to go deeper, she's available, and you have her contact information. And I'll send that out in an email tomorrow if anybody wants to do it. And I believe that you had some special pricing that you were offering for anybody that was on these.
Yes, anybody who does the green cleanse, my hour repatternings are usually $70, but I'm giving them half price for anyone who's on a green cleanse. You know, even if 2 months from now you'd like to call me and say, I've got this area I want to do this process with, and I was on Rita Marie's green cleanse, so you have a ticket, half-price session.
Yep, that's very generous of you, Rosita, and you're amazing and awesome, and every time I do this with you, I feel like, you know, just get all in more awe. So thank you so, so much for taking time out, and especially with those little kiddos that you have there. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Everybody have a great evening and a fantastic week.
Thank you, everybody. Our next call is next Sunday, so we'll talk to you then. Have a great week.
One other note for Rosita.
Yes.
I think there was one woman you were going to email who wasn't on the call tonight.
Oh,
about the homework thing.
You are excellent. I
and
did star by that.
To get the cranial.
That was,
and the cranial, I'm going to email Betty the list of the cranial, the link to the Cranial Society. If anybody else is interested in that, I could send you a link as well. I could just send it to the group.
Okay. Sounds great.
Alrighty.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, everyone.
You're welcome.
Good night.
Good night.